The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Friday. We're in Newtown, North Dakota. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Newtown, North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. What do I mean when I say, are you kidding me, Newtown, North Dakota? What I mean is, if you haven't been to Newtown lately, you haven't been to Newtown. And it's a pretty amazing place. We're looking forward to a fun time here today in Newtown, North Dakota. We are doing our What's in Your Town tour. And our friends at Cloverdale Foods... Everything's better with bacon. Don't forget that, especially Cloverdale bacon. There's no brats to serve up this weekend because the Bison have an off weekend. But I tell you what, we thank Cloverdale Foods and their sponsorship, as well as our friends at Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows of Grafton, the Marvin Windows that are built around you, and a great place to work, Marvin Windows in Grafton, North Dakota, as well as now a brand new sponsor of our statewide What's in Your Town tour, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. They're in Watford City. They're in Newtown, and that's part of why I'm saying, are you kidding me? And by the way, we're going to meet the folks from Lakeside State Bank today, Jason Superfoods. You're going to find out about booming businesses in the Bakken. We also thank United Prairie Co-op, Rent Chevrolet Buick, Dakota West Credit Union, and a great golf course here, the Edgewater Country Club in Newtown. Our host at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites is Brett Erdman, and we're going to chat with Brett and Tricia Erdman as well today on the program and find out about what's happening all around us in Newtown, North Dakota, and invite every single listener within the sound of my voice to come see this for yourself. I got a great place for you to stay. This is a beautiful part of the world, really. This is just absolutely one of North Dakota's most pristine, beautiful spots amid an enormous amount of economic activity and energy development. Think about that. Pristine beauty next to an industrial play unlike America's seen, and I don't know how long. That's why I say, are you kidding me? On Fridays, we ask our great audience to tell us what has them saying, are you kidding me? So you've got my contribution, and I welcome others as well. Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God, is right alongside me, Todd the Radio God, and he usually has an are you kidding me or two, too. So we'll get his as well. But here's the telephone numbers for you to join us because we have tons of time to find out what's on your mind today. After all, that's why we call this What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. You honor us when that's in your speed dial. That's right. In fact, I think I need a prize. We do have a prize today, and you're not going to believe this, but we have a Cloverdale bacon bundle. For our caller of the hour today, this hour, and next hour. And we're going to start doing that every Friday now. So the Cloverdale bacon goes out the door on Fridays. But I think I need another prize when you tell us, and it'll have to be the honor system, when we're in your speed dial. And the idea there is 24/7, 855-200-1776. It's the What's on Your Mind hotline. And when you dial that, you have two choices. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air if we're on the air, like during this time. So, anyway, those are a couple of numbers to keep in mind. We love it when you call and tell us what's on your mind, and it's easy to do. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Todd, happy Friday to you. How are you?
Talking about record warmth this late in September, and it still feels like summer. Can't be bad.
Are you kidding me? I'm completely with you. This weather is like manna from heaven. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. It's funny. I was last night. I finally caught up on my oil patch hotline reading, and I'm looking at the September 18th edition. So I'm a little behind. But anyway, there's a story in the front of this that says Congress defends Bakken crude oil as a gift from God. Which it is, without question. Obviously, I've always thought that this is the North Dakota miracle, right? But here's a California congressman calling it. Well, this weather, that's manna from heaven, too. It's unbelievable. And I'm with you, Todd. That's a good
one. Boy, if the folks in California find out this California congressman said that, he may not get reelected.
Very good point. Very good point. All right, John in Bismarck is the first to go. He wants to tell us about that Burley County tax meeting decision or the county commission meeting last night. I want to hear about that. And that's probably his, are you kidding me? Whatever it is, give us a ring at 800-228-0550. First, a shout-out to our hosts, Brett and Trisha Erdman at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. Two beautiful hotel facilities that you'll find amenities that you would find in any hotel in Minneapolis and New York City or Fargo, Bismarck, or anywhere. Brett, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being here, Scott. My pleasure.
How did a Uber entrepreneur from Williston raise? So you got those North Dakota roots, I realize, but obviously had some great success in the hospitality world for Farlson and others, and down in the Twin Cities, end up building hotels in the Bakken.
You know, I just got lucky, to be honest with you. No, it's a pleasure to be out here. I don't know, about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, I was working for a company based out of St. Cloud, and we were looking at developing some hotels, and the roots of my family are from Williston, and they kept talking about how the landscape was going to change and this boom was going to happen eventually, and we came out to Williston and built three hotels. And they took off and did very well. And at that point, I decided to leave the company that I was at and start my own and put some investors together and found some locations and cities we wanted to be in and worked with some local bankers in the towns that we went into. And we just took off from there. We got a great plan that we're going to be building quite a few more of these hotels out here in the Bakken. And we're excited to be here.
Watford City, North Dakota, was your first stop with two beautiful properties just like this.
Yep.
Where you serve the best ribs on the planet Earth on Wednesday nights in that South Park Grill, which is in Teddy's. And you're going to put one of those right here at this Teddy's in Newtown as well, right?
Yes, we are. We're excited about it. We think that's going to be an awesome addition to the town. We're going to be unique with our menu that we have. And we've had a good reception in Watford City, and we feel that it's just going to be we're going to be doing better business actually here in Newtown,
because Newtown really does not have much in the way of hotel facilities at all. And again, I really want to give a shout out to our listeners today. We're going to chat more with Brett throughout the program. We're going to try and talk to his wife Trisha to come on the program as well before we're done. We're going to talk with some other folks from Newtown too, but here's what my challenge is to our audience. Don't believe what I say about the Bakken. Don't believe what a newspaper says about the Bakken or a TV soundbite or some website that thinks they've got it figured out. See it for yourself. Take a little mental health break. Come to the most beautiful part of the world that you've ever seen, with Lake Sakakawea and the pristine beauty amongst all this development is just nothing short of extraordinary. There's a lot of good vacancy. You're going to get a good rate. You're going to come up here on the weekend, and you're going to see. First of all, I hopped into bed last night dead tired after a crazy week, and I think I fell asleep in a nanosecond in a wonderful bed in a great facility. I mean, the thing is just tremendous. So you'll get a good relaxing break, too, and you're just going to see what's going on here. And look, you know, they have a 12-hour a day traffic jam in Newtown right now because of the construction going on. So full disclosure, you might spend a little time in the windshield kind of going from point A to point B, but it's short-lived. There's a couple of pain points left now in this deal right now. It's Newtown and it's Watford City. Williston at 85-2 is getting fixed, but you'll encounter some traffic, but that's okay. It's part of taking it all in, but it's always better when you get a good night's sleep. So Brett, we'll chat with you throughout the program, okay?
Okay, thanks.
John in Bismarck, what happened at the Burley County Commission meeting last night, sir? I want to hear it.
Well, they didn't vote. That's good. They're going to study it some more, but record turnout? Come on, let's give them a "Are you kidding me?" and let's have a challenge everybody in Burley County to show up on October 8th. Let's just show up and just flood that place with people.
If you had to take a survey, John, of the folks last night, how many were for the proposal to hike property taxes?
You know what? I'm not sure. I just heard the radio this morning. I was at home taking care of my kids last night. I tried to watch it on TV, but then I ran into the debate between Kevin Cramer and Singer and the other guy, and I got sucked into that and watched that. But I just challenge everybody to let's just show up If can't, send some emails or letters to our county commissioners and let them know how we feel.
Yeah, and by the way, just the fact that the place was jammed to the rafters tells you all you need to know. That's why they didn't vote, right? I mean, that was we'll study this. That wasn't the plan going into that meeting. The giant has been awakened, and that's good. That's a good thing. That's democracy at work. It's great. Let me ask you for your debate review. I didn't see it. We've been desperately trying to get George Sinner to come on and debate Kevin Cramer and the Libertarian candidate Jack Seaman here on this program. Jack's up for it. Kevin's up for it. You know, Kevin does a debate every week, and invites all listeners to come in. George Sinner's running for cover, won't do it, avoiding us like the plague. So how did the debate go? Rate the debate for me.
Oh, it was hands down Kevin Cramer. I mean, Sinner, he's not all there. He's just trying to point the finger on some things that happened during, you know, like the government shutdown, and then even like the other Libertarian, he goes, I don't even know how you brought the government shutdown into that question. It's like, I'm glad he pointed that right out. And that was just incredible.
Interesting stuff, John. Thank you, and welcome others in your feedback if you saw it. 800-228-0550. Are you kidding me? Friday.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly. You know what that means? We have a few lines open to find out your Are You Kidding Me contribution live from Newtown, North Dakota on the What's On Your Mind radio network and our What's In Your Town tour. And a couple calls came in during the break. We have a couple lines open at 800-228-0550. I'd love to find somebody that was at the Burley County Commission meeting last night just to get a sense of, were there more folks for the proposal, against the proposal? Where are folks at on tax hikes? I want to hear about that. And anything else on your mind? Have you got a Newtown story? Been to Newtown? Maybe you know somebody from Newtown. When I say Newtown, North Dakota, what comes to your mind? Just tell me that much. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. By the way, Doug Goring today. We didn't get a chance yesterday to play our conversation with Doug Goring about the address before the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And the reason we did not is because we had a busy show, but I also wanted to give Ryan Taylor an opportunity to come on. I've not yet heard back from Ryan. I'm going to call him at the bottom of the hour here and give him one last opportunity to join us. Hope to have both of those two on, even for just 5 minutes, to give us a little take. A lot of questions about the terminology that Ryan Taylor, Democratic Ag Commission candidate, used before the oil and gas folks in Dickinson on, that had been Wednesday, when he called for a social contract between the industry and North Dakotans. So we'll do that as well. Todd, go ahead and roll some of those comments that have come in during the break, and let's get others rolling at 800-228-0550.
Yeah, I was watching the game last night. The announcers, boy, that was really funny. Some of them wouldn't even say the Redskins. Some of them were just blabbing it out. And I was just wondering about the Giants, the large people in the world. They're going to be offended. They don't change that name, too. Thanks, have a good day.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that'll be next. The PC police are out, baby.
Yeah.
All right. What else
you know, I'm kind of a big guy. You know, I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, I'm offended when I hear that. I don't know that I've heard that one before. That's priceless. I love that. All right, what else we got?
Well, we got Ken in the steel area about the council meeting last night. Ken, what is on your mind?
Yeah, well.
We got
Hi,
you, Ken. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Did you go to the meeting?
No, I didn't go last night, but I went 4 times last summer. When the Minocan thing was there, I mean, they had discussions on the Minocan deal. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. It was the development that was in play out there. I do, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And,
what's your
take on...
I'll bet you every meeting that I went to, there must have been 40, 45 people there against it. The only one that was against us guys was the guy that bought some land around there. I won't mention his name, but you know, this is hypocritical the way they go about doing things. They would cancel, you know, the vote for 2 or 3 times, you know, and then one time, well, they did side with the Minocan people, but then the last time they decided against them. And you know, them Minocan people are hard working people there. You know, that's not right for them to just, you know, do what they think they can do because of money or whatever the deal is. I don't know.
Was it your sense, Ken, just by the amount of people that were paying attention and going there, that the commission members were affected by that? And were they paying attention a little more than they might otherwise?
No. So they had their minds made up already the first meeting. But
so even though they were hearing maybe from more people than they normally would, it didn't affect them in any way?
Exactly.
Ken, appreciate the call. I'd love to hear from other folks that were there last night on whether or not, because I happen to believe that's probably the reason they didn't vote. And they said they're going to study it some more, I would think. But 800-228-0550. What's your Are You Kidding Me contribution today? Caller of the hour. We have two. One this hour and one next. I was going to get a little bacon bundle courtesy of Cloverdale Foods and yours truly. Yeah, the best bacon on the planet Earth.
Oh.
So, you know.
Can I call the show and get a bacon bundle, too? Or
Everything's better with bacon. So knock it out of the park with your Are You Kidding Me contribution, and you're in the mix for free bacon. All right, who else have we got off the air that's...
Yeah,
that's
a couple of years ago, I saved $4,000 buying a pickup from Nevada. So... Oh. all these prices, they're played with. Bye.
Interesting. He's talking about a conversation with the folks from Wrench Chevrolet earlier that was on the local KTGO 1090 signal. We chatted with Doug Wrench of Wrench Chevrolet, and I asked Doug, I just said, you know, don't you pay the same price for a vehicle that a Chevy dealer does in every corner of North Dakota or Minnesota or Montana? He said, absolutely, everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know, many years ago he said that happened, you know, and obviously they're... Some aberration can always happen. There's always some anecdotal thing that it'll be whatever. Speaking of but anyway, appreciate the call nonetheless. Brad Erdman is here, as we mentioned earlier, our host at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown. I want to ask you about a story out of Dickinson today, Brett. The two longtime businesses have announced they're closing the Bonanza Restaurant and Kmart in early December. And they've been in Dickinson for about four decades. They're saying a lack of workers is the reason that they're closing. Now, you're building two new businesses in Newtown. I would argue probably more challenging to get people in Newtown, a smaller community than Dickinson, and building. And you've got two in Watford City, and you're building in Williston and Belfield. And how in the world can Kmart and Bonanza close because of a lack of workers? Is that truly a lack of workers, or is that bad management, your view?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, I can't speak of their management because I don't know anything about them personally. But you know, all I can say is, out here you have to hustle more. You can't expect people just to come in your door like you maybe could in a larger city or in a place where unemployment is a little higher. You know, the unemployment rates out here are extremely low, and you know, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of jobs available, but you have to. I've found out that you have to be ahead of the game. You have to be proactive. You really have to be aggressive and have a plan in place where you're going to get your employees and how you're going to get them. And you might have to be a little bit more aggressive in recruiting and you know, not just expect people to drop in your door and apply. You have to go out. You have to have a plan in place where you're going to get them from, how you're going to get them, and maybe go out and be a little aggressive in your recruiting efforts.
Yeah, this is not for the meek of heart, right? I mean,
no.
It's a tough game getting the game. But to me, if I'm Mr. Bonanza, right, I'm going, okay, Dickinson, North Dakota. You know, you can't open up, you know, any magazine, any business journal anywhere and not find out about North Dakota. You know, I have a friend that is developing Sonic restaurants.
Yep.
Has one in Minot, has one in Fargo, working on one now in Dickinson, and wants to do seven across North Dakota. I asked him the other day, I said, you know, is it tough getting people? He said, well, we've got great benefits. We pay well. We got a great package. I said, do you have to charge more for burgers?
Yeah.
He said, no, well, Sonic won't let us charge more for burgers or malts or anything else. But he said, I can't tell you what I'm doing, but I'm doing over double what the average Sonic restaurant does across the nation.
Yep.
So he's making up it in volume.
Yep.
You know, you can't say it, but I can say it. Bonanza and Kmart and Dickinson, obviously these are corporate brands. They should know better.
Yep.
That's just poorly managed. I mean, that's crazy. There's enormous opportunity here. More from Newtown coming up on the What's in Your Town Tour. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good Friday. Traveling down the road the other day, and I caught a glimpse of a sign of this little company. I don't know if it's a florist or a knick-knack shop, but it says, Happy Holidays, everybody. They were having some kind of special, but I thought it was kind of cool. So, Happy Holidays, and God bless everyone. Have a good weekend.
Well, I love that call. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. And by the way, let's put that gentleman and our friend that called about the, what was the first call that we had, the off-air call? I love the off-air calls. They keep us cranking. Was talking about the first one you played, Todd. We had a good laugh. Oh, the New York Giants being,
Redskins, yeah.
Yeah, we can't say Redskins. Well, I was going to say large people, but that's probably
right.
Not
right. Yeah, yeah, giants is politically incorrect.
Yeah. So, what term would I use? Would I say the those that maybe have a little larger girth than others? Can you say girth? I don't know. But anyway, whatever the word is, challenged on the scale. Now are offended when they hear New York Giants. So those two are in for the bacon. Speaking of being large. So anyway, I can't have enough of that Cloverdale bacon, and we have a Cloverdale bacon bundle going out to a lucky caller of the day. So we got two folks in the running, and others welcome. I want your Newtown, North Dakota stories, okay? Newtown, North Dakota, are you kidding me? What's going on in this town is nothing short of extraordinary, and you need to see it to believe it. And so we encourage you to call us and let us know at 800-228-0550, and you'll be in the running for the bacon bundle. One lucky winner this hour, one lucky winner next hour. Our host at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites, Brett and Tricia Erdman, we thank them for that. Our sponsors include the folks at Lakeside State Bank, Jason Superfoods, United Prairie Co-op, Wrench Chevrolet Buick, Dakota West Credit Union, and a great little golf course, Edgewater Country Club. Weather like this, we're going to be golfing into October, maybe November at the rate we're going. So I'm really encouraging all of our listeners, Western Minnesota, Eastern Montana, our Canuck friends down to South Dakota, you need to see this. Don't take my word for it. Don't take especially a newspaper's word for it, especially an editorial. About one out of ten editorials on the pages of the Fargo Forum are accurate. I'm not kidding you. I mean, if I randomly picked the last ten that referenced the oil patch, nine would be wrong and one would be accurate. But I don't want you to believe me. I want you to see it for yourself. I want you to come stay at the Little Missouri Inn Suites. I want you to meet some folks in downtown Newtown. Just talk to real people. I want you to take a little tour around the lake and just drive and see it and soak it all in. and then you'll understand for yourself what this is all about. One guy that can tell us a little bit about that is one of our fine sponsors for this broadcast today, from the Lakeside State Bank, Gary Peterson. Gary, nice to see you.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me, and welcome to Newtown.
The first time we talked about coming to Newtown was, I think, the last legislative session. You were down there doing a little work with the fellow bankers, and you invited me up, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for accepting and being here today.
And, you know, the Lakeside State Bank has always been a great part of Newtown, and now you're becoming a great part of North Dakota with a recent acquisition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually, a merger we announced in late June with Cornerstone Bank, which is based in Fargo, and so pending regulatory approval, which
of course,
have to throw that in.
Everything is, yeah, right.
We are going to combine our banks in all our locations. You know, Lakeside is currently in Newtown and Partial, McCody Plaza. We have McKenzie County Bank in Watford City. And so after our merger with Cornerstone, we'll be Cornerstone. And their locations in Fargo, Bismarck, they have mortgage offices in Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. And bigger and better things to come for us.
And this is really happening a lot. I mean, what's been fun is to watch the bankers who I've known for a long time in the Valley very cautiously, sorry, Gary, but most bankers are, right, the belt and suspenders, very cautiously kind of say, you know what, we just kind of need to keep drifting west here. And there's a lot of it going on, and it's good for the consumer. It's good for entrepreneurs like Brett, because this is a North Dakota deal in every corner, isn't it?
It really is. You are seeing those expansions. You're seeing some combinations, some partnerships. And you're right, you know, we're all a conservative bunch in North Dakota. But I always say, a banking family, and so competition's good. We welcome it, and fun to see people taking advantage of the opportunities that are out there.
Sure is. I want you to tell us a little bit about Newtown, and you know it well, and paint a picture different than we hear day to day in the media. I'm going to chat with a couple of callers here, but hold tight. Well, I want to hear a little bit more about Newtown from Gary Peterson at Lakeside State Bank, soon part of the Cornerstone Bank family as well. Roger in Bismarck has an "Are you kidding me?" contribution. Roger, what's on your mind?
Are you kidding me? I'm 6'3". 270 pounds, and I can't open a two-pack of crackers without using my teeth. Are you kidding me?
Were you offended hearing about those New York Giants last night? When you watch a football game and they say Giants, does it kind of bother you being the size you are, Roger?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Do you ever put bacon on a cracker?
No, but I'd like to try it if I get them open.
All right, well, if you get the crackers open...
I probably need a butcher knife to get the bacon open.
but by the way, I had the same frustration in a hotel room down in Dickinson the last two nights. They have those little snack centers, and
yeah.
I'm a sucker for licorice. I got it from my dad. They have it here, too. I cannot get the licorice packages open. I mean, I'm literally looking for pens to poke. I don't know what it is. I think they do that just to irritate every other moviegoer when you go to the theater. So it takes 15 minutes to open these things, and you make all the noise rustling around. I don't know what this is.
These aren't even child-proof containers, you know?
No, I get it. I get it, Roger.
Hey, you know, if you open that bacon with your teeth, you get a little bit of taste of bacon, I found out. So
that might work, yeah.
You're in the mix for the Cloverdale Bacon Bundle, Roger. Roger, with that solid contribution to Are You Kidding Me Friday. Hang on, because Randy is going to take your information and we'll get that off the air. Mars, are you from Mars or Dickinson? It's either Dickinson from Mars or... Okay, yeah, and your name is Mars, is that right?
Yeah, yep.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just wanted to make a comment on the two businesses closing. It does kind of have to do with management and how they recruit people and what they pay people. I was one of the people that kind of worked at one of the places, and we were only making like $11 an hour. In this town, to afford any kind of apartment or anything, you got to make $15 to $17 an hour.
Very good point. So, very good point. By the way, one of my flyers that I use to tell people in the East who really have not been here might as well be in a foreign country, because they have no clue what's happening here. If they've not been here, they don't know, because they get it from somewhere else. And I use this to show them the deal. It's a little flyer that I picked up at in Watford City. I might have been at your hotel, Brett. And it was in the newspaper locally, McKenzie County Farmer, for $20 an hour jobs at Taco John's in Watford City. $16 to $20 making potato olays. Now, that's all you need to know about how this is a game changer. And so you're right. If Bonanza's charging 11, of course they're not going to get people. That's why I didn't mean to be harsh, but it's bad management. And, you know, Bonanza's a franchise, and Kmart's a franchise. It's like, get a clue, guys. Come on. Get somebody out of your, you know, ivory tower suite at corporate headquarters and get under the hood here. It just doesn't make any sense. So that's a good point, Mars, and I'm going to put you in for a little bacon bundle. Will you hang on?
You bet.
The other thing I'll say before I go to Frank and Minot, who's next, and I want your take on this, you know, Roger and Brett, because you guys are hiring employees too, and he made a good point about affordable housing. Two things. I mean, that word is really hard because affordable housing in Newtown is different than affordable housing in Fargo and everything else. But I know this. Today, the home that I have in Fargo, if I were to sell it, and try and buy something equivalent, even in a community like Watford City or Newtown or whatever, I'd get about one half the home, mainly now because of the Bakken premium, that everything costs more. So we're in a challenging time without question when it's equivalent. On the other hand, if I lived in Watford City or Newtown, my income would double. I really honestly believe the company would have enough additional revenue from my time here. I'd be happier because my wife and three kids would be here. Well, two. One's at college now, right? I would be better grounded, and I know that I would be a better employee for the company that I'm a part of. And so, you know, it's sort of a chicken or egg thing. But what do you say to folks when they walk into the bank, Randy, and say, I want to build some affordable housing? What is affordable housing in Newtown?
That's a really good question, Scott, and I'm not sure that I have the answer for it. You know, I don't think there's been a huge interest in the so-called affordable housing, mostly because you can do the other thing and, you know, get some pretty high rents. But I'll give you a good example is Lutheran Social Services has gotten into the real estate game. And, you know, they have a nice project in Partial, one in Stanley. They're doing a very nice project in Watford City. And so there are players out there that have, as part of their mission, to address some of those needs. And as we progress, I think, through this transition that we're in, you'll begin to see opportunities open up, and you'll see developers that want to enter into that market, and certainly the demand will be there.
That's an important point. And by the way, I just called Gary Roger because Roger was our last caller that I had written. I'm writing down all my names to keep track of who's in the running for the bacon bundle, and I'm losing my mind. But anyway, so Gary Peterson is the voice you just heard from Lakeside State Bank. Brett, what's your take on affordable housing? And, you know, obviously you want employees to work for you forever, have a place to call home, and have a backyard and everything else eventually, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I think you hit on it. It's In a big sense of it's all relative. I mean, the wages are more. People get really excited about the increase in costs out here on housing. But I think that issue is eventually going to go away. I think it's going to be solved with more apartments and more options.
You're already seeing the multi-family stuff happen, and because it pencils out now with land prices. But land prices still are a little high to have affordable housing. And again, that term being a little goofy, but housing on par with a Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. And I think a good example is the lodging market.
Yeah.
You've seen some areas that have, frankly, overbuilt, and so the nightly rates that were there before are starting to come the other direction.
Right.
And I suspect, like Brett said, with multifamily housing in the future, the competition will be there, and you'll start to see some you know, rents come down and be more affordable for people.
And I was telling three guys, I ran to three guys last night at Jimmy's Pizza here, the trader right out to the Alco, and, you know, three young guys, one had a fiance, and I said, you're going to move up here with this fiance? He said, I'd like to, but, you know, I mean, really don't like the cold and kind of deal. I said, well, you make a ton of money here, right? Absolutely. Well, don't you want to make money, a lot of money? Yeah. He said, well, how about some affordable housing? And there isn't, you know. So I told him about the Frontier Village project. You know, they work in Newtown, and there's a project up right now in Stanley. I said, you know, $3,000 down, $1,000 a month, you own a home. What? You know, so it's even here to a degree, and certainly it's coming. Completely agree. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading Ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Top of the hour, we continue on What's On Your Mind. It's the What's In Your Town Tour. Our friends at Cloverdale Foods, T.J. Russell, the whole Russell family. I mean, that heritage that started with Don Russell is extraordinary. Thank them. Our friends at Marvin Windows, another great family. I've gotten to know many of the Marvins over the years up in Warwood, Minnesota. They have an incredible operation in Grafton, and they'd love for you to work there. Love for you to live there. Great community. Arvid Communications, another great Minnesota company, expanding into North Dakota, as well as now our friends Brett and Tricia Erdman at Little Missouri Inn & Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites, bringing you the What's in Your Town tour all across North Dakota. We're in Newtown today, courtesy of Lakeside State Bank, Jason Superfoods. And let me just tell you, Lakeside State Bank's been serving the heart of Lake Sakakawea since 1952. Soon part of the Cornerstone Bank family and locations all throughout North Dakota. Jason Superfoods, your family's choice for freshness and value. The United Prairie Co-op, the premier provider of renewable fuels and agronomy products in the Newtown area. Wrench Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to serving all your automotive needs. I think they've been here since the 60s. Great part of the community. The Dakota West Credit Union, where people are worth more than money. And Edgewater Country Club, bringing you our special broadcast today. Some calls waiting to get in on the bacon bundles. Before we do that, I do want to ask Gary Peterson from Lakeside State Bank the question I asked earlier about Newtown. What do you want people to know about Newtown, Gary?
Well, you know, going back to where we were pre-boom, Newtown was, you know, just an awesome community then with our recreation. You know, you mentioned the golf course. Obviously, the heart of Lake Sakakawea, we were right in the middle of, the best fishery in the country, if not the world. And so just a great place to for me to grow up, for me to raise my family, and to be a part of the business community. Newtown's a special place. And now with our growth, with what's happening out here, the opportunities are really multiplied so many times. And just a great place to do business and be a part of the community.
And from your perspective, Brett, obviously, you know, North Dakota native, you know this part of the world from Williston, but had the reference of the hotel developer and working for other companies and coming back. You know the finance world, and sometimes that can be challenging in hospitality, right? Talk about your relationship with Lakeside State Bank.
Well, we were we're kind of unique, I think, compared to a lot of other companies out here that are building. There's a lot of outside money coming in. Not unfortunately, but what I say that is we were fortunate enough to you know have Lakeside Bank be our lender for our projects that we did here with our two hotels here in Newtown. Very happy to have Gary. Give us a loan through Lakeside Bank. They were excellent to work with. And, there's a lot of, our model is we try to go through local banks first and foremost. We think it's in everybody's best interest to do that. It just makes us a better part of the community when we do that. And so we're happy to be partners with Lakeside Bank in these projects here in Newtown.
Super. Appreciate the sponsorship. Want to get back to some calls here and your Are You Kidding Me contributions. A couple minutes left here, so let's go quick to all these folks. Bill, driving down 29, what's on your mind? Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on a sec. I've been telling Frank he was in. So Frank, Bill, and Cameron, in that order, you got about 45 seconds each. Frank, you have the floor. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I travel to Bakken every day, and I'm on my second windshield. And a question I had for you is, do you know that the rock haulers, do they need their loads tarped? It's not that I'm following behind them this morning. I'm now on my third one, coming around a curve just west of Newtown, and they come through the curve so fast, the rock bounced off the highway, hit my windshield, so I'm going to be on my third windshield. Have you, in your conversations when you get sheriff on your call, I just want to find out do these guys need their loads tarped?
I don't believe it's a regulation that they need to do. It's a good question to dig into a little more. And by the way, this boom has been good for oil and gas and royalty owners, but it's really good for anybody that builds windshields. I'm telling you what, I'm on about sixth. I finally called my insurance agent the other day, and I said, you know what? What's a zero deductible going to cost me if I go to a zero deductible on glass? And I think it was $10 more a month. I said, I'm in. You had me at hello.
Really?
I'd just call your insurance agent because it's unbelievable. You're absolutely right. Frank, hang on. We're going to put you in the mix for the bacon bundle. I got to keep moving here because I'm running short on time. Only a minute left. Bill, you got 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Oh, morning. I love your show. Say, yesterday I heard that Kmart was closing several stores around the area.
One.
Well, one in Dickinson for sure. Yeah. And what's your
several around Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
The other thing is, the other station had a story on about collecting signatures to get Measure 5 passed. I wonder if you do anything about that.
Yeah, well, there is, Measure 5, I call it, it's just a bad deal all around, but I'm asking folks to research it. But Measure 5 was part of that effort where they were paying, remember the football players, and they had a fraudulent deal? That was the last go-around when they were trying to get on the ballot. This time they said they wouldn't pay anybody, but they did pay people. It's a little bit of an integrity issue, but there's a lot of that in this Measure 5 deal. Did you want to say something about Newtown, too, Bill?
Yes, years ago, my brother and his family moved into the school in Newtown. And when we had a family reunion or a gathering, it was nice to have about 10 urinals in the bathroom.
I don't know if I caught all of that, Bill. Hang on, I'll try and catch you off the air. Cameron and Minot, you're next when we come back. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus
two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.